Now we're up to the last perek. Hagoizel Meichel. Mishnah says, Hagoizel of a father steals.
And Umeichel has bonav. The gezele that he stole, he gave it to his children. He gave it to children to eat. Let's say it was food, he gave it to his children to eat it. The arel sveniach lefneim. Or else he just left it in front of them. Rashi says, Oishaniach lefneim. Shehagzele kayemis. In the case where the gezele is kayemis, is still around. So locher is peturim milashalim. You know, the children are put, they don't have to pay back. Even though they have enjoyment from the gezela, they don't have to pay back, they're put from paying back. Like Rashi says, the Gemara Meforashayma. Blessed is something that has an achrayis what was stolen. But some achlaikas, the Gemara will soon see, whether it means something that has like karka, or does it mean something that it's yidua, it's stolen goods, like it's a special coat. So when the kids are going to use the coat, now everybody's going to know it was a coat shal gezela. So be a bizoyin for the father, therefore chayovim l'shalim. He had the chiyuv to return it. This we'll see in the Gemara. But that's the Mishnah just says in Ho Yedov Shesh Be'achrayis. If the stolen thing was something that has an achrayis on it, whether it means karka, or something that everybody knows about it, then chayovim l'shalim. Then the children have the chiyuv to return it back to the nigdal. Omar Rav Chizur says like this, Gozal of somebody makes a gzela, v'loy nisyayishu habaylim. And the owner of the nigzal was not miyayish. He did not give up yet. He's still hoping to get it back. Oboacha v'yachloi, and the second person comes now and eats it up from the gazlin. Not like he steals it from the gazlin. So achlim imendo, the locker is, the nigzal now, the first one, the owner, rotsim izeh goiver, rotsim izeh goiver. He has the right to go to either one of these two people to collect his money. Like they're both gazlonim. The first one made the real maisik zela, and the second one also made the maisik zela. Because he did more than the first one did. The first one just took it out of the reshus of the first one, but it's still around. The second one ate it up. He did more, he ruined it more, he took it out of the world. So they both like to have a gazlan here, therefore the owner has the right to go to either one. Rashi says, no Rashi in this here. Mike says, what's the reason? Called Kamad loin is Yayish or Abaylam, as long as the owner was not in Yayish yet, for reshus de morikoi. It's still considered now by the Bailims, the original owner's rishus. Therefore, when a second person comes and eats it right now, you're like eating it from the bailim. Like Rashi says, "V'zesha ochloi nasa kugoyz lemibolov." You're like stealing from the bailim. So Rashi says, "Tanan." We learned in our Mishnah it says, "Hagoyz elomaychel as bonav." A father steals, and then the food that he stole, he gave to his children to eat, or else v'niachlof neim, he just left it in front of them. Peturim milashalim. They're potter from paying back. So Chorot Yusuf the Rav Chizda, sound like Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda says if somebody else comes and eats it up, that's called the second Maisik Zela. So why in our Mishnah when the children eat it up, why isn't it called they're doing the second Maisik Zela? So now the Nigzal should be able to collect from them. So why do we say the children are potter? The Chorot are also doing the Maisik Zela now. They're destroying it from the world. They're doing more than the father did. So it should be called, considered the second Maisik Zela. So, according to Rav Chizda, Rotsim is their goiver, the Nigzal has the right to collect it from the kids. So why does our Mishnah say the kids are potter? The Kasha no Chizda. To Yuf to the Rav Chizda, to speak with Rav Chizda. So Gemara says no. All Maloch, Rav Chizda can answer back and say that Kitanya hi liacha yish. Our Mishnah is talking about that the owner was miyayish. The father made a maisik zela, and then the owner was miyayish. And now the father gave it to his child. So when he gave it to his child, it's called Yish or Shini Rishus, which is Kana. Therefore, anytime there's a Yish, and then you make a Shini Rishus, you give it over to somebody else, the second person is Kainer it, it's his, and only the first one has the Chiyav Gezela to return it, to return the money, to make Hashava. But the second one now is Kana with Lagamri, because that's called Yish for Shini Rishus, the second one keeps it. So when does Rav Chizda say you could collect from the second one before Yish? Then the second one is only doing a Maisik Zela. But our Mishnah is talking about that the owner was Miyayish, gave up hope already. Then we say, when the father gives it away to the second Rishus, that's called Yish, Vashina Rishus, that the second one is Konaret, it belongs to him, and it's not a Maisik Zela. Therefore, he's potter, he doesn't have to return anything. So Gemara says, if so, again, the Nusra de Meniach, Lefneyev, Turim, and Lashalim. So Omar Rami Bachom, Rami Bachom says, if so, like we just said before, Zoysa Meres, from our Mishnah, we should have a proof that Rishus Yorish ki Rishus Lakech Domi. Here the father gave it to his son. So the son is like a Yorish. The question is, when you yashin your father, is the call that's coming into a new Rishus now, or is the son called an extension of the father?
if the son would be called an extension of the father, so it's not called Shinu Rishus. And now Mishnah says the child is potter from paying back. And we just explained, because we're talking about after Yish, so when the father dies and gives it over to his son, it's called the Shinu Rishus. So you see, when the father gives it over to his son, it's not called like just a Yerusha, that the son is taking over, coming in the place of the father, but rather it's called like the son bought it right now. It's called like a new Rishus. And Rashi says, Rishus Yerush, Kirishus Lekerdani. Fehevilo Kirishus Acheris, it's like a second Rishus. Fehevun, the Kimnil Masis and Liacha Yish, Konilu Yasmi. Therefore the children are cornered over here. The Yish, Vishina Rishus, with Yish and Shina Rishus. The Yish Kadiv, because it's with Yish alone, we hold like Koni. We like Toni Ptur of Yahun, it doesn't say the father is Potter. So we always hold when the owner is Miyayish, if it's still by the Gazlin, he has a Chiv Ashrava still. Yish Vechti, just Yish alone, you're not Korna. But if he has a Shina Rishus later, when the Gazlin gives it over to a second Rishus, then the second one is Korna. See here that our Mishnah says the children are Potim on the Shalem, is because there was a Shina Rishus. So you see, Rishus Yerish is considered to Rishus Lakerdami. Rav Amarava says no. Alright, the turnover. Again, Rav Amar Rav says maybe there's no proof. Rav Amar Rishus Yerush is lav Rishus Lekerdami. Maybe when the Yarshim Yashim from the father is called V'mokam Avuan, it's not called the new Rishus. They're just taking over the father's property. And so, what does our Mishnah say? The children are potim l'shalim then. Bochavam Ayaskinon Kishochlom. We're talking about right now who's eaten up already. It's not around anymore. So therefore, they don't have to pay it back. That's why they're potim. So Rashi says, Kishochlom liyacha misas aviyem. V'nigza len yochul l'toivon, sherei lo gozlu. The Yoshim can't, the Nigza can't go to the Yoshim, because they did not make the gzela. Because here in a case with the Yashim, the father, like Masama, they did not know it was gzela. So therefore, when they're eating it, they're eating it, Teres Yerusha. It's not called the Maisa gzela by them. See, even though it's not a Shina Rishus, but I call upon him, they did not do a Maisa gzela. When the children eat it, that's not called a Maisik Zela. So therefore, you can't collect from them. And since it's not around anymore, therefore, they're potter from paying. Samara says no. Hamidik Tani Seifa. Since the Seifa says now Mishnah. Him ho yudov ishyesh b'yachrayis. If the Gzela Mashm is still around, and it's something that has achrayis on it, then chayovim l'shalim. Then the children have to return it. So Rashi learns. Everybody knows that this was a famous coat that first belonged to Reuven. It looks like karka, or it could go in talus aksus. No, it looks like a talus and aksus. Everybody knows that this was a famous talus belonging to Reuven. So now if the children are going to use the talus, everybody's going to know, how did you get it? Because your father stole it from Reuven. So it's going to be a bizoin for your father. So in such a case, that's what the end of the Mishnah means. Chayovim liachzir, Rashi says, b'fnei kovod aviyam. As kovod of your father, you have a chiyuv to return it. Shabriya soimeres, people will say, zu talis shegozel pleini. If you don't return it, people are going to say, you're using this talis that you got from your father, but your father was a gazlin. That's why you have to return it. You have to return it, as kal kibud av. So, midik tonis, the Gemara says, you see, our Mishnah is talking about something that's still around. There's only a difference. If it's something that people won't know that's stolen goods, then you don't have a chiv to return it. But if it's something that people will know is stolen goods, you have a chiv to return it. So Rashi says, mishum kovet potalu b'reishim asisim. That's the question, why? Why are the children's potter? If you hold now that Rishus Yerush is lav k'rishus lekeach, so it's still called an extension of the father. So just like the father would have a chiyuv hashava, the Yoshim should also have a chiyuv hashava. So why does our Mishnah say the children are potter? If you tell me now that their Rishus is not called the Shina Rishus, why are they potter? You can't say we're talking about they ate it up. No, it's Mashmah still around. Omalach Rav is Rav answers back like this. Hochi come, this is what our Mishnah means to say. That Avad is talking about where the children ate it up. It's not around anymore. That's why they're potter. So then what does the Sefer mean if there was Yesh Achrayis? Hochi come, in the Niyach Lam Avim Achrayis Nechosim, if the father left over some carcass, some property, Chayovim Meshalim, that's halacha, that since the father made the gzela, the father had a chiyuv hashava. So if the father leaves over property, the carcass is meshubid for that chayv. Therefore, the children have to pay back now from the property that they yashin. If there's no property, no carcass, they don't have to pay back. Because they ate it up, it's not around. But if there's carcass, then they have to pay back. So the ratio says the potter means they didn't yashin any carcass. So even though the children ate it up, they ate it not the terrorist gzela. They ate it, the terrorist was the father's. So therefore, the children are potter. For the Zemara Bo Masni Le Rebbe Le Rebbe Shimon Bray, I Rebbe Bo Masni Rebbe Rebbe learned to his son Rebbe Shimon that Loi Dove Sheish Bachrayish Mamish. The Mishnah doesn't mean something has Machrayish Mamish like Karka. El Afilu Pora B'Chayrish Bo. It means even a Pora, a cow that you Chayrish, you plow with. Chamor U'Mechamor Achro, or else a donkey that you ride with. Chayov U'Mahachsim Afnei Kovet Aviyim. That's what the Mishnah means to say. So Koponim, you see, he learned Pshat and Mishnah again that we're not talking about Achrayis, but we're talking about rather that the reason why they have to return it, because it's something that has Achrayis like they had before, is something people will know. As Rashi says, Loi Dov Sheish Bachrayis Mamish, Loi Gozov, Loi She Gozov Kaka V'Niach Lefneim, El Afilu Gozov Poro V'Chorosh Boi Chamor Mechamor Achrov, V'Kol Midim Shoy The Nigzal, Chayav Alma V'Gzeilu Kiyamas Eskinen. Again, we're Mashma Mishnah is talking about the Gzeilu is around. So if the Gzela is around, we're back to the original Kasha then, why are the kids potter? If the Gzela is still here, and the father died, and the kids yashin it, if you're going to tell me now the children's Rishus is not called a new Rishus, it's only an extension of the father, so why are the children potter from paying back? How do you get out of this? If the Gzela is here, they should have to return it. So Mora says like this, Elo Amar Rav, Rav says like this, Ki Shechivna Rabbi Yoshia, Ki Shechivna, when he dies, Rabbi Yoshia Nofag Levosi, Rav Oishu will come out to be Malav and me. Why? The Taritzna Masnitz and Kavosai. I'm going to be Yash of the Mishnah according to Rav Oishu. In other words, Rav Oishu will give me a Yash Kev and come to my Levaya. The Tony Rav Oishu, Rav Oishu learned like this. Hagoy Zolomaychel as Bonov. If a father steals and then he gives his son teach from it, Keturah Melashalim, the potter can pay him back. Haniach Lefnayim Gzela Kayemis, Chayovim. But the father, the Mishnah means Haniach Lefnayim, but if he leaves over the Gzela that's still around, and the Chanami, then they have a Chiyah to return it. Ain't Gzela Kiyemis? Pturim. If the Gzela is not around, then they're potter. Because they did not do the Maisa Gzela. But if the Chayfus is still around, Ain't a Chanami. Since Rishush Yerush is loud for Rishush Lakev Dami, it's still by the Rishush of the Father, they have a Chiyah to return it. Heniach Lanaviyah Vachrayach Nechosim, Chayav Nushalim. But if the Father left over Karka property, then it's a Chayv upon that Karka that they have to pay the money. So even though the children's, if they weren't carnivorous, they ate it up. Still, there's a chiyuv to pay back from the karka that yashit. So that's the way he's miyashiv in our Mishnah also. That the Mishnah midlif stodim. If the gzeil is still around, the avad they have to return it. Peturim means when the gzeil is not around. Oh mama, what did we just say? Eina gzeil kayem is peturim. If the gzeil is not around anymore, if the children ate it up, then the potter from paying back. If so, name it, he has yotzik rechidah says a kashan of chizda. The chizda says no, somebody makes a gzeil, and the second person comes and eats it up, the second one is chayiv. So here we say, no, the children's not potter. Omlok Rav Chizda, Kitanya, Hiliyach HaYish, we answered it already. When does Rav Chizda say the second person that eats it is Chayiv also, if the owner was not Miyayish yet? So it's still Rishus of the first Bailim. So the second person comes and eats it up, the second person is also called the Gazlan. Here that our Mishnah says when the children eat it, that they're potter, it's talking about that the original owner was Miyayish already. He gave up hope. So therefore, when they eat it, it's not called the Maisek Zela. Oh my mind, what we just say, Gzela, Kayemis, and Gzela still around, Chayovim, Lashon, then they have Chiyus to return it. Why? Because it's not called the Shinu Rishus, and Yish Pechti is not Kono, so they have a Chiyus to return it. If so, name it, they have a Tuf to the Romi Machoma. Let's say it's a Stir on Romi Machoma. Then he said before, Rishus Yerish, it's Rishus Lakech Dami. So the way we're learning now, the Mishnah says, filling up like him. Oh, Malach Romi Machoma. Kitanya, he, when do we say to say that after